I saw a reporter who I know. I was a reporter for 15 years. I saw a reporter at the White House ask a very simple question that broke the brain of the State Department spokesperson. He said, a simple question, is it possible for an Israeli to commit an act of terrorism? And that's a yes or no question. Any human being can commit an act of terrorism. He would not say yes. He refused. Literally, you could see him trying to figure out how to say something other than yes, and he refused to say yes. The reporter pushed him and he said, are you literally not going to say yes? And he wouldn't. They, in essence, have created a people and made it illogically impossible for anything they do to be wrong. He asked him, he said, what if they just killed a group of children? 99 American doctors just signed letters. These were doctors that went to Gaza, American citizens, saying that they treated children who had been shot and killed by single bullet wounds to the head by snipers. 99 different doctors said they treated children with bullet wounds to the head by some of the most accurate snipers in the world. And so the reporter said, is that not terrorism? And then his question was simple. If someone did that to an Israeli child, would that be terrorism? And here's what the spokesperson said. He said, let's not speak about hypotheticals. I see that man, the spokesperson for the State Department, like I literally see the spokespeople for the Nazis. They are propagandists. They are here to lie to your face. They are here to tell you that the sky is not up, the ground is not down. They are here to tell you that your eyes are lying to you. And it's preposterous. And if we don't say the things that have to be said, they will create these outrageous norms that an Israeli can't even commit an act of terrorism. That is the dumbest, most ignorant conclusion, and it's dangerous. In essence, what the United States and the United Kingdom have funded and continue to fund, conservatives and liberals alike, it doesn't matter which party is in charge, you can oust one group of people and bring another group in, and they're all Zionists. I'll be very clear. I've known David Lammy for 15 years. I know this man personally. I am shocked daily at what David defends. I know him. It makes you think, like, do they have something on you? Is someone threatened? Like, I literally want to ask David, is someone paying you to sell your soul? How could you do this?